Jesus had a word or two to say about children, so listen closely and you'll hear what Jesus did. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 19th chapter. Then little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And Jesus laid his hands on the children, and then he went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Creator and from Jesus our Savior and the Holy Spirit who is our Advocate. Amen. On the church calendar, today is the seventh Sunday of Easter. It's the last Sunday in the season of Easter. It's been 7 weeks since we once again heard how some women went to the tomb early in the morning on that first Easter morning. They went to the tomb that contained the body of the crucified Lord, and they found it empty. 7 weeks since we heard that after 3 days, Jesus had been raised from the dead. 7 weeks since this sanctuary was filled with worshipers, almost to overflowing. 7 weeks since we basked in the good news of the resurrection. 7 weeks since we joined our voices with Christians around the globe and proclaimed, "Christ is risen, alleluia." Alleluia indeed. Christ is risen. And for that we give thanks to God. Now, next Sunday, on the 50th day after Easter, let's come back wearing red that day, just like the children's choir robes. Let's wear red, because on that day, on the 50th day, referred to as the day of Pentecost, many have called the birth of the church, Pentecost is the day when the first disciples of Jesus were radically changed. They were transformed. That was the day they received the promised gift that Jesus had said would come to them when he departed, the gift of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, the very one that Jesus had promised would be with them forever. That's the day that they began to proclaim the good news to the ends of the earth, the day that they began in earnest to carry on the work of ministry, the ministry that Jesus himself had entrusted to them. And not just to them, but to all of us. All of us who are called to share in the mission of being the hands and feet of Jesus. And now today we celebrate with three of our young people who are graduating from high school in this coming month. This milestone in the lives of Matthew, who was our crucifer this morning, and Honora, who sang with the children's choir, and Thomas, who's streaming the service for us today, this milestone in their lives is a big transition. Each one of them is about to embark on a new adventure into unknown territory. And like a young bird leaving its nest, flapping its wings, trying to find its rhythm, these young people are about to soar, as Matthew's mother Sandy so eloquently wrote in the poem, "Taking Flight." It's on the back page of your bulletin today. As I thought about the idea of these amazing young people taking flight into the unknown future, a future that I believe is filled with possibilities, a future filled with hope and the plans that God has in store for them, I recalled the story I once read about a, a father and a son. Unfortunately, I don't know who the author was, so I can't give credit where credit is due, and besides that, I embellished it a bit. But here's the story. At least this is the way I remember it. Shortly before graduation, a father said to his son, "I want to give you this watch that's been in our family for generations. It's been passed down from father to son. My father gave it to me when I was about to graduate. And I want to give it to you. It's now over 100 years old. But before I give it to you, I want you to take it to the jewelry store and tell them that you're thinking about selling it and you want to know how much it's worth." So the son did as his father asked. He went to the jewelry store, and when he got home, he somewhat surprisingly said, "The jeweler told me that they would give me $150 for this really old watch." The father said, "Well, now I want you to go to the pawn shop. It's just down the street from where the jewelry store is. I want you to go in, and I want you to ask what they will give you for this watch." And so the son took the watch to the pawn shop and then came back to his father and said, "The guy in the pawn shop offered me only $10 because he said it's so old." And then the father asked his son to go to the museum downtown and show them the watch. So the son did as his father asked, and he took the watch to the museum. When he arrived back home, he excitedly told his father, "The curator at the museum looked at this watch and examined it, and he said he'd give me $500,000 because it's so old and it would make a great next item for their precious antique collection in the museum." And then the father offered him the same advice his father had given him. He said to his son, "Son, I wanted you to know that the right place will value you in the right way. So whenever you find yourselves in the wrong place, whenever you find yourself in the wrong place, don't get angry or upset if you're not valued. Just move on. Because those who know your true value are those who appreciate your worth. So, son, take the watch and remember this. Never stay in a place where nobody sees your value." Today, I want to remind all of us, but especially Matthew, Honora, and Thomas, I want to remind you that this is a place where you are valued. God values you. This is a place where you are loved. God loves you. This is a place where you belong. You belong to God. There will be lots of places, unfortunately. There will be lots of situations you find yourselves in where those around you don't appreciate your true value. But this will always be a place that you can come home to. A place where you can come just as you are and be just who you are. This is a place where you will continually be reminded of God's love for you and for all people, for all of creation. This is a place where you will know who and whose you are. You belong to God. You see, this story reminds me of the value God placed on each and every least and last one of us. From our littlest ones, who are often squirmy and fidgety in the pews, to each of these amazing children in our children's choir, and to all of our children and youth and young adults and middle-aged adults and elder adults. All of us, everyone in between on that spectrum, each and every last and least one of us is a beloved child in the eyes of God. You belong to God. We belong to God. For just as Signe read for us, everyone who loves is born of God and knows God, for God is love. Remember the confirmation days, Honora, when we were in the cabin and the girls were talking late at night and somebody said, I just don't get what people don't understand about love is love. Love is love. I remember that so vividly. We were at Camp Lutherwood. What don't they get about that? Jesus summed up all the law and the prophets saying, love the Lord your God with all your soul, heart, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Love is love. God is love. And as Aria reminded us, we are to love God with our whole heart and all of our soul and strength and might. And as Jesus added, and our neighbor as ourselves. Not only that, but Jesus showed us how to love by showing mercy, loving kindness, walking humbly with God. Jesus showed us how to be there for our friends and to pray for our enemies. He showed us how to give and how to receive, how to care and how to share, how to welcome the stranger, care for the sick, visit the lonely, comfort the grieving, and how to give of ourselves for the sake of another. Finally, the gospel reading that I chose for today reminds us of the value Jesus placed on children, on little ones, in a society that did not value them. While his disciples thought that the children were being a bother to Jesus, Jesus turned and spoke sternly to those disciples, saying, don't stop them. Let the little children come to me. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. And then before he went on his way, he touched them, blessed them, and sent them on their way with his blessing. Friends, you too are blessed. We are all blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. And like the Apostle Paul, I am convinced that there is nothing, not one single thing in all of creation that will ever be able to separate any of us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So let me leave you with these words echoing in your ears. You are a beloved, 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 beloved. You are a beloved child of God. A beloved child of the beloved, 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 beloved. You are a beloved child of the beloved. In God's eyes, each and every one of us are far more valuable and have far greater worth than any of us even dare to dream or imagine possible. You belong to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.